Okay, so today we're going to dive into something that's, well, it's absolutely vital to aviation, but you don't often hear about it, as a passenger.
Right, it's kind of behind the scenes, but so crucial.
Exactly. Non-destructive testing, or NDT for short. And we had that article from Aviation Maintenance Magazine you sent over, the one focusing on new NDT technology. And I thought it'd be really interesting to unpack it all.
Yeah, I was fascinated by it. It gets pretty deep into how they make sure all these planes we fly on are actually safe.
Yeah, and it's not just about fixing things when they break, right? It's this whole process that starts from when the plane's being built and goes all the way through its entire life, keeping it flying safely. And the techniques they use, some are pretty basic, but then it gets really high tech, like using sound waves and x-rays and stuff.
Oh, yeah, the article mentions all sorts of things like magnetic particles and dyes and even 3D models of internal parts.
It's wild. And there's some really interesting people quoted in the article too, like Ovidijus Rushinskas from FLtechnics. He's got a lot to say about how NDT works in practice.
And Ben Lank from Waygate Technologies, he talks about some of the cutting-edge stuff they're working on.
So I think our mission today is to kind of, break down all this complex NDT stuff, figure out what's important right now, and maybe even get a glimpse into where things are headed in the future, because the technology is constantly evolving.
For sure. And I think it's easy to take for granted that planes just, fly safely, but there's so much that goes into making sure that happens. And NDT is a huge part of it.
Totally. So to start off, let's just lay out the basics. What are some of the core NDT techniques that are the bread and butter of this whole field?
Okay, well, the article mentions a few that are really common, like visual inspection. That's kind of the most obvious one.
Right. Just looking for anything out of the ordinary.
Exactly. And then you have magnetic particle inspection or MPI.
Oh yeah, MPI. I remember seeing that in a documentary once. They magnetize the part and then sprinkle this iron dust on it, and if there's a crack, the dust clings to it.
Yeah, that's the basic idea. It's used for finding cracks in, certain metals, ferromagnetic ones.
Right. What about dye penetrant inspection, or DPI? I think they use that for different types of materials,
Yeah,
right?
DPI is for non-ferromagnetic materials. It's a bit like, putting dye on something and then wiping it off. But the dye seeps into any cracks or flaws. So when you use a developer, those flaws really show up.
So MPI and DPI, those are kind of the classic techniques, right? But then it gets more advanced with things like ultrasonic testing. That's where they use sound waves to look inside components, right?
Exactly. UT is great for finding flaws that you can't see on the surface, like inside composites or aluminum parts. They can even measure the thickness of materials with it. And then there's this newer version, phased array UT, which is supposed to be even faster and more accurate.
Right. The article mentioned that phased array can really cut down on inspection time, which is huge, because I imagine every minute a plane is out of service, it costs the airline a ton of money.
Oh, absolutely. And then, of course, there's radiography. Basically, using X-rays or gamma rays to see through parts and look for defects.
Yeah, like getting an x-ray at the doctor's office, but for a plane part. And then they have computed tomography, CT, which takes that x-ray idea and makes it 3D, right? So you can really see every nook and cranny inside a component.
Yeah, CT is pretty amazing. They take a bunch of X-ray images from different angles and then use computers to put them all together into a 3D model.
So with all these different NDT techniques, where do they actually get used in the life cycle of an aircraft?
Well, the article talks about how it starts from the very beginning in the manufacturing process. They use NDT to make sure that, all the individual parts are sound before they even start assembling the plane.
Oh, right. So they're not just checking for damage or wear and tear. They're making sure the parts are built correctly in the first place.
Exactly. And then, of course, there's all the NDT that happens during maintenance. And we're not just talking about, small repairs here. Those big, heavy maintenance checks where they practically take the whole plane apart and put it back together, NDT is a huge part of that.
Yeah, that's what Ovidijus Rutschinskas from FLtechnics was talking about, right? He said they do these super thorough inspections during heavy checks, looking for any potential problems.
Yeah, those heavy checks are kind of like giving the plane a complete physical, making sure everything's in tip-top shape before it goes back into service. And then there are the on-wing inspections that happen more regularly.
Right, so those are for planes that are actively flying. They're getting checked out between those big, heavy maintenance visits.
Exactly. It's all about catching any issues early on before they become major problems.
And it's not just the airframe itself that gets inspected, right? It's
Right.
pretty much every critical system on the plane.
Oh yeah, FLtechnics, they do NDT on all sorts of components, like
Yeah.
engine parts, wheels, brakes. I mean, pretty much anything that could, potentially cause a problem if it fails.
And they do all this for a whole range of customers too, right? Not just airlines.
Yeah, Rushinska's mentioned that they work with airlines, MROs, those maintenance repair and overhaul companies, and even aircraft leasing companies. So they've got like a pretty wide reach across the whole aviation industry.
It seems like they can handle pretty much any NDT need, whether it's like a one-off inspection or, a whole program for an entire fleet of aircraft.
Yeah, and they've even got these teams that could be deployed anywhere in the world on short notice. Like for AOG situations, aircraft on ground.
Right. So if a plane has a problem somewhere and they need NDT experts to figure out what's going on, FL Technics can just like send a team over there right away.
Exactly. It's super important for minimizing delays and, getting those planes back in the air safely and quickly.
Speaking of getting planes back in the air, the article also mentioned a company called Seal Aviation. They seem to specialize in NDT for like more specific situations.
Yeah, Seal Aviation focuses on fuel leak and structural repairs, mainly on business jets, but they also offer AOG support, just like FL Technics.
Right, so they're more about like fixing specific problems rather than those big comprehensive inspections.
Exactly. And they use a whole mix of NDT methods too. Radiography, eddy current, ultrasound. They've got a pretty broad toolkit.
The example they gave in the article about that Hawker 800A, I thought that was really interesting. They found corrosion on a wing fitting, and it ended up being this like pretty involved process to fix it.
Yeah, they had to bring in all this specialized equipment, support the wing structure, even put on a temporary fix while they figured out the best way to repair it permanently.
It sounds like a real testament to like the expertise and skill that goes into NDT. It's not just about, pointing a scanner at something. There's a lot of judgment and problem solving involved.
Oh, definitely. Okay, so we've talked about like where NDT happens, but let's get back to the actual techniques themselves. Like those basic ones we mentioned earlier, MPI and DPI,
Yeah.
how do they actually work?
All right, so MPI, magnetic particle inspection, it's all about finding cracks in like metals that are attracted to magnets, right? So they basically magnetize the part, and if there's a crack, it creates this like disturbance in the magnetic
Well, like its
field.
field, right?
Yeah, that's it. And then they put these tiny magnetic particles on the surface, and those particles are drawn to that leakage field, so they kind of cluster around the crack, making it visible.
It's like they're highlighting the crack for you. Pretty clever. And DPI, dye penetrant inspection, that's for those materials that aren't magnetic. It's all about using a special dye that can seep into any tiny openings on the surface.
Right, so you spray this dye on, let it sit for a bit, and then you wipe off the excess. But the dye that's gotten into the cracks, it stays there.
Yeah, and then they use a developer, which kind of draws the dye back out of the cracks, making them really stand out,
Yeah.
especially if they use a fluorescent dye and then shine a UV light on it.
It makes those flaws almost glow in the dark, right?
Exactly. Okay, so moving on to ultrasonic testing. That one's a bit more high tech. It's using sound waves, but ones that are like way too high pitched for us to hear.
Right, and those sound waves, they travel through the material, and if they hit a flaw, like a crack or void, they bounce back. And by measuring like how long it takes for those waves to come back, they can figure out where the flaw is and how big it is.
Yeah, and they can even figure out like the orientation of the flaw, whether it's, horizontal or vertical or whatever. And they can also use UT to measure the thickness of materials.
Right, so it's pretty versatile. And then we have phased array UT, which is basically like UT on steroids. It uses a bunch of tiny ultrasound transducers all working together to create this like super focused beam of sound.
Yeah, and they can electronically steer that beam. So they don't have to physically move the probe around as much, which makes the whole inspection process way faster.
And more accurate, too.
Exactly. So in industries like aviation, where time is money, phased array is becoming really popular. And then there's, the classic radiography, where they use X-rays or gamma rays to basically see through the part.
Yeah, and the denser areas of the part or any flaws, they show up differently on the image because they absorb more radiation. So it's a good way to get a general picture of what's going on inside.
Right. And then they can take that basic X-ray idea and make it even more sophisticated with computed tomography, CT. That's where they take X-ray images from all sorts of different angles and use computers to create a 3D model of the part.
It's like you can virtually dissect the component and see everything inside it.
Yeah, exactly. And that level of detail is really helpful for finding and analyzing those really tricky flaws, especially in parts that have, complex shapes or are really critical for safety.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of different NDT techniques here. But one thing that struck me from the article is that You know, even with all these cool new technologies, the aviation industry seems to be a bit, well, slower to adopt them than some other industries.
Yeah, that's a good point. And Vidis Rushinskas from FL Technics, he talked about that too. He said that, you know, aviation is really heavily regulated, and for good reason. Safety is paramount, so any new NDT technique has to go through a ton of testing and get approval from the authorities before it can be used on aircraft.
Right, makes sense. So it's not just about like the technology itself being good. It also has to be proven to be reliable and safe in the specific context of aviation.
Exactly. And the article did mention that some of the newer techniques like CT scanning and laser ultrasonics, they're seeing more use in manufacturing, but not so much in maintenance yet.
So it seems like those traditional methods, like ultrasonic testing, eddy current, magnetic particle, and penetrant testing, they're still the go-to for keeping planes flying safely.
Yeah, I think those tried and true methods, they've got a long track record of success,
Yeah.
and the regulations around them are well established.
It's like they've earned their stripes in the aviation world.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean innovation isn't happening.
Yeah.
Ben Link from Waygate Technologies, he talked about some really cool stuff they're working on.
Oh, yeah. He was really excited about the future of NDT. Like, he said aerospace NDT is a big part of their business, like around 30%. And they're involved in both the manufacturing and the MRO side of things.
Right. So they've got this like broad perspective on the whole NDT landscape in aviation. And they're doing some interesting collaborations too.
Yeah, like their partnership with GE Aerospace to develop new engine inspection solutions and their work with Rolls-Royce on that, what do they call it, the intelligent borescope.
Yeah, that's pretty futuristic. So what's so intelligent about this borescope?
Well, it's basically a video borescope, but it's got AI built into it. So it can analyze the images it captures and detect like tiny defects that a human inspector might miss.
Oh, wow. So they're using AI to like automate and improve the inspection process.
Exactly. And the idea is that it'll make inspections faster, more accurate, and less prone to human error.
And I bet that saves a lot of money in the long run, too. Like, if they can catch those small defects early on, they can prevent bigger problems down the road.
Yeah, exactly. And Ben Link also talked about how the data from these intelligent inspections can be stored in the cloud so it's accessible to everyone who needs it.
Right. So they can track the health of an engine over time, make better decisions about maintenance, and even use the data to like design better repair schemes.
It's all about like using data to make things more efficient and proactive.
Yeah.
And speaking of engines, Link is saying how those high-pressure turbine blades, they operate in some pretty extreme conditions.
Oh yeah, intense heat, crazy centrifugal forces, and corrosive environments. And with engines getting more and more efficient, those conditions are only going to get more demanding.
Right, so the need for regular and really detailed inspections is only going to get more important. And that's where those advancements in NDT technology really come into play.
Totally. And it's not just about inspecting things that are already flying. Ben Link also mentioned how they're using computed tomography, CT, to inspect components that are made with additive manufacturing, you know, 3D printing.
Oh, right. Because with 3D printing, you're building parts layer by layer, and sometimes there can be like internal flaws that you wouldn't be able to see from the outside.
Yeah, like voids or porosity. And CT scanning is often the only way to detect those kinds of flaws. So as additive manufacturing becomes more common in aerospace, the role of NDT is going to become even more critical.
It makes you wonder what other challenges NDT will have to tackle in the future, right? Like the article mentioned, Waygate Technologies is working with the UK National Composites Centre to figure out how to inspect composite fuel tanks for hydrogen-powered aircraft.
Oh, wow. So they're already thinking about the NDT needs of the next generation of aircraft.
Yeah. And I bet there will be a whole bunch of other challenges that we can't even imagine yet as aircraft designs and materials keep evolving.
Definitely. Oh, and one more thing that Ben Link talked about. He's concerned about a potential skills shortage in the NDT field in the future.
Oh, right. He mentioned something about a lot of experienced technicians retiring soon and the need to train new people quickly.
Yeah. And he thinks making NDT equipment more user-friendly and intuitive will be really important for getting those new technicians up to speed.
It's like you can have the most amazing technology in the world, but if nobody knows how to use it properly, it's not going to do much good.
Exactly. So it sounds like the focus is not just on like making NDT more technologically advanced, but also making it more accessible and easier to use for everyone involved.
Totally. Okay, so I think we've covered a lot of ground here. Let's like recap the key takeaways from our deep dive into NDT. What do you think are the most important things to remember?
Well, first off, NDT is absolutely crucial for aviation safety. And it's not just about fixing broken things. It's this whole process that starts from the manufacturing stage and continues throughout the entire life of an aircraft.
Right. And there's this huge range of NDT techniques from the classic ones like MPI and DPI to the more advanced stuff like ultrasonic testing, radiography, and CT scanning.
And we're seeing a lot of exciting new developments in NDT technology, especially with things like AI-powered image analysis and the use of CT scanning for additive manufacturing.
But it's also important to remember that the aviation industry is very cautious about adopting new technologies. Everything has to be thoroughly tested and proven to be safe and reliable before it can be used on aircraft.
Definitely. And we learned a lot from the insights of Avedigis Rusinskas from FL Technics and Ben Link from Waygate Technologies. They really gave us a good overview of where NDT is at right now and where it's headed in the future.
Yeah, and it's clear that NDT is a field that's constantly evolving to meet the challenges of new materials, designs, and manufacturing processes.
Totally. And I think it's really cool to see how companies like FL Technics and Waygate Technologies are at the forefront of that evolution, developing new technologies and making sure that aircraft stay safe.
Absolutely. So to wrap things up, here's a final thought for our listeners. Given how quickly things are changing in aviation, with new materials, new designs, and even new types of aircraft on the horizon, how do you think NDT will need to adapt to keep up? What kinds of crazy new NDT techniques might we see in the future?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, will we have tiny robots crawling through the insides of planes looking for flaws? Or maybe they'll develop some kind of holographic imaging system that can see through anything. Who knows? But it's definitely an area that's ripe for innovation, and I'm sure we'll see some pretty mind-blowing stuff in the years to come.
I can't wait.